replaced. Carbon-based observatory, spying on the heavens from down, down below. Mixing concrete for my own cemetery. It's a quiet spot to sit and watch the stars. Too afraid to impose. I'm fatherless, you know I got a limp wrist. We're quintessentially foes. Cyanide, petrified, fuck it, I guess it's what I show. Keep the football teams in your American dreams, and I will keep wearing women's clothes. Praise Satan and all these queer ass schemes. You know we'll triumph someday, I suppose. Cyanide, petrified, fuck it, I guess it's what it should be. My final and most dire hope is a rest somewhere between these notes. Maybe it's at the end of my rope. Not very good at learning how to jump.
Heterophobia here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the marvelous month of June.
June here, I think it is. I don't know, I lost track of everything after the baby. It's the worst little podcast in the world. I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd. I am so happy to be here. To my left, it's not Nick, it's Kim. Different three-letter word. Nick's in the other, it's a four-letter word, but Nick's in the other room. Here in the studio, though, it's Heterophobia, and we couldn't be more excited.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
Straight people are scary.
I'm afraid of Americans. Like, that's what I think when I...
Damn, that first song was pretty.
I know, what? It like throbs back and forth.
I don't want to call it shoegaze, because I think that would demonetize it. It's more like boot stare.
Okay. So the thing about that song is...
gayer than boot stare.
Like gaze.
Right.
Gaze.
The gaze. Oh, I see what
boot
you did there.
Gaze. You like shoe gaze, boot gaze. Like when you'd go to all the punk rock shows and stare at the shirtless boys.
Yes, yeah. That's my favorite. That's why the mosh pit is so rad.
It's shout out to Brad Bynum.
Oh my God, Brad Bynum.
The sexiest belly in town.
Punk. Oh
God.
Punk.
I wish it was wetter.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride.
Yes.
So the thing about that song is... We were kind of doing a lot of shoegazy stuff at the time when we started playing that one, so that's kind of
it is. But it's heavier than a lot of like what I think of traditionally as shoegaze.
Yeah, definitely.
And as goofy as it is,
I mean, you guys are all skinny and slight young men with I mean, you're a big hairy bear, but the rest of y'all are like slight, you know, nerdy men. You with the athletic shorts, you don't count either.
These shorts are fine.
He's our army boy.
We'll see. That explains the more athletic build on you.
He's not. He's not in the army. I just say he's in the army because it annoys me.
Not army. Oh. Air Force, actually.
Yeah. Wow. A trained man.
Yeah.
We put that one on the shelf for a while too, and we were like,
"Hey,
let's dust this one off for the podcast."
Dude, that's fantastic. I really like.
Well,
that song
we've
a lot.
Never really been able to pull that one off in a live setting. So
sweet. You know. Well, you did.
We're like, a lot of like just
controlled.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that on the album? So that's not on the album, or it is?
That is on our EP.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What's the name of that?
The Out EP.
The name of the song is called I Bet They Know.
All right. Well, let's get people your names and your voices here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heterophobia.
I'm the raspy bassist known as Brett.
Or Bread.
Bread.
Bread. Yes. Yeah. I'm Jace, and I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Eric. I play rhythm guitar.
And downstairs, the drummer, your name is?
My name? My name is Cactus Head, and I'm the drummer, and I drink beer.
Cactus head or cactus?
Is that
cactus head meaning like
cactus
that like,
James?
That sounds
Headfield.
Like really bad.
Going,
head?
Going down on
yeah.
a, on
no,
a
it's,
prickly
it's
thing.
The
that,
worst
I was
head.
Say, it's like when you haven't shaved in a couple of days.
Ooh, I never thought of it that way. I was just thinking like your mouth full of
it's
spines.
Just, you know what?
Right.
Either way, it's just messy.
Cactus, yeah. I know you can't see me right now, but I'm wearing my Divided Heaven shirt. You know the one.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I know you wore it for me.
It's got cacti on it.
Yeah, no, so we played with these guys at Jub Jubs. You plugged that show actually on the I think it was the Banatones.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you plugged that show and then they had this shirt and I was like, I need this shirt.
Then I didn't go to it.
Excellent. Well, full circle.
That's okay. Nobody went to it.
Yeah,
nobody goes to anything. It's fucking Reno. Come on.
I go to things.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
You
man,
do. You
I,
like you, but you took like me and Nick's tired. Place.
Silver Babes show up when they need to.
Yeah. They don't know what the Silver Babes are.
Well, wait. Silver
oh, right, that's
Babe.
A secret thing. Sorry.
It's not a secret thing.
You're
no.
a Silver Babe. So- oh, don't tell me you fall into Greg's cult of personality. God damn it.
I'll never fall into anything that Hobbit digs.
I love you, Greg.
hey, Greg.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for booking our tour return show at Picnic, Greg. I love you.
Thanks for being on board with the Fuck Greg Society, FGS.
Sorry, Greg. I can't.
Just because he's got hairy toes and he's short.
He's fine. Greg's awesome.
I would call him a mini Robert Plant, but it stokes his ego too much.
I hope he's not listening. You guys are out.
Oh, he listens all the fucking time.
But yeah, no, there's a secret group on Facebook called. It's not secret. It's a close group.
Like you and Sarah.
Me and Sarah and Sean. It's like all the girlfriends and wives and stuff.
Oh. And then I stumbled into it somehow.
Yeah. Brett is a Silver Babe.
You're honorary.
You're an honorary band girlfriend.
Yeah.
So what does it take to achieve that staff? It's a little.
You probably have to sleep with one of
them. I got really, really drunk one night, and then Sarah was like, I'm going to throw you in this group.
What's your gag reflex like?
I mean.
What a weird question for a first date.
On Pride Month, I guess. Yeah, it's... It's all good. Not great, guys. I'm not gonna lie. It's I can't go too deep on.
No, for
exactly
for,
that.
For Pride Month, I figured instead of Rick, our token homosexual on the show, throwing. Well, I mean,
he's not the token one.
He's, okay, excuse me.
Wait,
token, yeah, I'm not the token homo anymore.
Excuse me.
One.
No,
we're
you're,
taking over.
You're not the token homo, but you are still the token faggot.
Okay, good.
So for Pride Month,
I think
thought
you could say that word during Pride Month.
Oh, I should. Well, hey, have you had a dick in your mouth, Nick? No. I have. Okay.
Hey,
I stand corrected.
Even I thought that was gay.
I just figured I threw out the first dick joke instead of Rick this time around.
Thank you.
Because really, every fucking week it's Rick. I figured I'd just, you know, break with fucking the program and change things up.
Rory busting out the dicks.
Dirty cocksucker.
He's good at it. No,
and yes, all of that was completely inappropriate, so namaste.
Namaste
in this seat.
Exactly.
Namaste.
So, welcome to the show, guys. I hope you're enjoying it so far. Kim, you booked this show, so why don't you start the interview?
Well, okay, so you guys were talking to me about your nicknames.
Oh, yeah.
For each other?
Yeah. No, they just have nicknames. I don't know if they're just for each other, but I was you reading your piece on R&R.
They're not like things they call Nick.
My mom doesn't know my actual name.
What is your real name?
I don't know most of my friends' real names or like what they do for work. Like, it's weird. But
I don't know a lot of people's last names.
Yeah, all right, your full name is Cactus Head, right?
Cactus.
But we just call you Cactus.
Cactus James Headfield.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Yes, that makes much more sense.
I like it.
Yeah. So you guys had an article on the R&R recently, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had no idea people called you bread, which is why I asked this question.
Oh, that's
okay. I'm sorry.
I'm like, what?
B-R-E-A-D
bread.
Or B-R-E-T-T?
No, my birth name, the name that was given to me by my slave masters, the ones who birthed
yes.
me, is Brett. With
the white
T's.
The white devils.
The
yes.
white devils, yes.
The B-R-E-T-T.
Yeah, and so something that really happens with me, and it happened to him, I just tonight actually found out you weren't doing that on purpose. People call me Brad a lot, and I introduced myself
Wait,
as
you're
Brett.
In a band with him, and you thought his name was B-R-A-D?
At the very beginning. Well, okay, so a friend of mine was calling him Brad for fun. Like, I don't know, I just thought it was
because
funny.
People know it annoys me.
So I just kind of kept going with it. I don't know.
But you didn't know that he was fucking with him, so you just
Not
thought
really,
that was
no.
legitimately his name.
Yeah, so then it is just, it's an amalgamation of
it was the compromise,
Brett and,
really.
You know.
Brett
and Brad.
Brad.
So,
Brad.
So your name is just this guttural exclamation
Pretty
of
much.
The English language.
His name is Ralph, man.
Very dramatic.
Brad, all right, Brad.
His nickname is Hot Bitch. That's Jace.
Hot
or
Mom.
Or Mama.
Mama Jace.
Hot Mama Jace.
Yep.
All right.
That happens.
And either way, he's a fucking bitch.
You you look good in a dress.
Introduce yourself, Eric.
Your calves look all right.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I work on them, you know?
I work out.
Yeah.
I didn't forget leg day.
A little miniskirt. Yeah.
My nickname is Princess.
Princess.
Princess Eric.
Now, did you get that from a drill sergeant of some sort?
No.
I mean, Jace is kind of a drill
gave me that.
Which is kind of ironic.
Yeah.
His drill sergeant
considering Jace is the one with metallic green fingernail polish.
Blue, thank you.
Blue, pardon me.
That's turquoise. Turquoise.
It's not turquoise. What?
That's kind
For once, someone in the room
blue.
Has a better manicure than me, which is super weird.
I'll just say, I matched it to my guitar.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't even notice that, but that
wow.
is totally legit.
Also, to Jace's credit, it's pretty DIY. Yeah.
And I gotta say, and your guitar looks pretty, like, it looks like a woman wearing a corset.
You know, I think this is one of the first guitars designed by like a female artist though.
Really?
Yeah, this is actually St. Vincent's signature model.
No
so.
Shit.
She designed it to be kind of go with
No,
her,
it's kind of got a feminine torso to hip, you know, shoulder to hip thing going on.
I kind of get it.
Yeah. Kind of drew me to it, you
Jane
know.
Jetson cool. vibe from it. Now
Jane
I look
Jetson,
at it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's where I'm going. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a gorgeous
guitar.
Yeah,
I got you. Totally.
More
yeah, take
like
a picture
GD
of that
though.
To
I
put
will.
On the show.
So people can see what we're talking about.
And Cactus. And so what's your nickname, Cactus Head?
Cactus Head?
No.
Do you know your real name?
I'm sorry. What? Real
that
name?
Is your real name? Okay, never
Does
mind,
your
sorry.
Day job involve the law or education?
Neither. My,
are you a banker?
No. I.
Are you wanted by the law?
Are
no
you
longer.
Just
wanted.
Sometimes.
No longer.
Would
I'm
you
only...
like people to think you are?
I mean, yes, but not the law. Just Cactus Head. And to answer your question, I just do maintenance for a hotel.
Everybody drink. Everybody drink. He said yeah, no.
Wait, I have water. Should I have a beer for this? Can I get a beer?
We really should.
Can I have another beer?
Yeah. I have two beers here in the room. One's a Rolling Rock, one is a Blue Moon.
What about that? Oh, wait.
And there's a High Life.
Rory can't count. Rory can't count.
All right, I'll let Princess take the wheel on one of these.
I'm okay.
Here's left hand, right hand. There you go.
Princess, take the wheel. I love it.
Ooh, I kind of want to say this. I want to get the cracking sounds.
Do it now.
Go ahead. Get it on mic.
But I want it before the song.
Okay.
Fuck it. I'll do it.
Now play a song. Play the fucking song right now.
Wait, are we supposed to play a song right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do it. Why not?
You want me to?
Why not?
Do you want to die?
I love your hosting.
Or do we
want
to?
No, because we have.
I just go with the flow.
I miss you. Nick.
There was chaos.
By the way,
designed to the cast. Okay.
It's awful.
So far away.
Oh, but it's nice seeing Nick and the microphone and the sun setting behind him.
Are you guys having a romantic moment over there?
Rick's pants are off.
Same.
I can't see anything. I'm downstairs.
Yeah, and
it's
making me really
windows.
Uncomfortable, Brad. Yeah.
Poor drummer's all alone.
It's yeah, there's nobody.
You can really be doing anything down there. We wouldn't know.
I am doing anything.
Anything is the name of his cat.
Oh,
no, that's mustard.
Oh, yes.
Mustard.
Need something to stare at while you're jerking off.
Just think of Chewy.
There's a lot of Bibles downstairs. I don't know if that gets you off.
Yeah, that whole wall next to you is all Bible shit. So.
You know, something about Corinthians just
Rick,
really
we need to do a dead align so we can plug something hot. In.
What?
My guitar.
Line. He's switching guitars here.
Oh, yeah. So you just do that. Later, we hear the noise from the cabinet, and ambiently the audience might, but it won't be actually.
And this whole
show.
Part of the conversation will disappear.
Maybe. I might leave it in.
Sexually.
BTS.
Pulling back the curtain. Pulling back the meat curtain.
Wow, that's a really pretty guitar, too.
It's gold and sparkly.
Oh, he built
it's my glamorous Telecaster.
I would say it is. Both of your guitars are very appropriate for Pride Month.
Glamacaster.
Oh,
yeah.
Sparkles.
Oh, but your nails don't match this one anymore.
I know. I can only have one. Well, I mean, I could have... I might paint my nails, because I have three different guitars that I use for my sets.
Right.
One's red, one's gold, and one is the sparkly blue. So I could probably
coordinate your guitars like I coordinate my underwear.
Yeah, and you know, I noticed the other day that it's the same same colors as the legendary birds from the original lineup of the Pokemon.
Yeah.
So
this is Zapdos.
Yeah, I think I got a nickname for
that
them.
That is very true. You are the Pokemon guitar player.
I guess.
Yeah.
What would be the...
He pokes many moms.
The Pokemaster.
What would be the average age of your band? Like
mid-20s, probably.
Okay.
20-something. I'm the outlier for sure. They're all like early 20s, but I'm almost 30.
I'm not
almost
30.
I turned
26.
Call
it 20s. I'm
okay.
Late 20s
hey, 20, now. Hey, past 25, you're an adult and you have no excuses for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So
you should have
out.
Figured life out by now.
You cannot blame your faults on your parents or anybody else before it's you. It's all on you at this point. That's what 25 really means.
I do want to say, shortly after my 21st birthday, I think it was probably like right when I went to a bar, I saw you...
Me?
Sure, Rory Dowd, yeah. I saw you doing a poetry slam what was it? The Loving Cup. And I had multiple AMFs, and I passed out in the planter out front.
Are you sure that was me?
That was you. I remember
What's
it was
you. Are you sure it wasn't me or Steve Elegant?
It was you. I know who Steve Elegant is.
I don't remember doing any poetry at Loving Cup.
Yeah, it was a poetry deal. I remember.
What's an AMF?
Adios, motherfucker.
Okay, so basically, it's a Long Island iced tea, but instead of Coke and sour, it is blue curacao and sour.
Yeah, all Larry's I remember was it was blue.
He knows.
Come by, see me at the infirmary on Saturday nights. If you want a free drink this week, the first person to come up and tell me the secret code word of Gus Gus is going to get a free drink. Everybody after that who tells me Gus Gus gets $1 off each drink. So come by and see me Wednesday through Sunday at St. James Infirmary. Thanks, faggot. My little plug there.
There you go.
So, I got a story about
was the poetry better when you were drunk?
Oh, you haven't.
Oh, I remember it was very. I remember it was pretty.
Did we actually meet?
No, we didn't meet. We didn't meet.
Oh,
I remember it was.
Did
pretty...
Did you meet on Craigslist?
No.
Because he does that a lot.
No.
It was almost the same thing.
However,
but I remember it was pretty. I remember. Oh God, it was pretty controversial. Whatever you said, I was really drunk by that point. a lot of my very.
A lot of my poetry is kind of. On, over the line.
That was that super pro-life poem you used to have, remember?
It might have been. It like, might have been like, something like that. I remember, like, my friends were just like, what the fuck? And then, and then I was drunk.
If you're murdering your baby, that's your business. Or like,
I'll burn your flag, fucker.
I'll burn your flag.
No,
that's
good... Rotten Ron. That's not me. That's...
I'll burn your fucking flag.
That wouldn't upset
Archie
Jay's.
Bunker, motherfucking asshole.
God bless you, Ron.
Archie Bunker wannabe, motherfucker, asshole. That's
Is that your full name?
Yes.
Yeah, right. No, that's Steve somebody's full name.
Oh, thanks for waiting.
That was
for
a great
guys.
Night.
You didn't have to do that.
Oh,
that
but
awesome.
No, yeah.
Thoughtful.
When
oh,
I
okay.
You,
all right, let's do this.
It was the first Friday at Foxy Olive, and you asked for a volunteer, and I was like four shots of Barton's Deep, so you had me sit on a
what?
Chair,
and I
and then
Stewart.
He fucking straddles me and sings to me while he's like dry humping my pelvis.
Did I do Stewart? You're not like the other people here in the trailer park.
Yeah, no, wait, that's what it was.
That's a Dead Milkman song.
And this goes way back to other people doing poetry.
Oh my God, what?
You're not like the other people here in the trailer park.
Can I say that I'm glad that's not how we first met?
Next time I do Stewart, I'm pulling you out of the audience. You will be my Stewart, Kim.
Can I cut in and ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Please.
I'm sitting down here. Am I looking at a ceramic frog with a giant penis?
Yes,
might be.
But the funny thing is that it has a matching shot glass.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, like, it's
the
a mirror.
Funny thing?
What's the matching shot glass about? And then the matching shot glass actually fits on the penis.
No if you look way. Around Rick's house so, long enough, you'll find so
wait,
many
wait,
penises.
Wait, wait, wait. No, no. Can
oh, yeah.
you fill up the frog with booze and then fill up the shot glass through the penis?
It's not that clever.
Like a watering can?
It's just like somebody said, I want to make a frog with a giant dick and
let's
have like
that
a shot glass that matches.
Hey, you know what?
That fits on the end of the dick.
That's pretty dope.
So somebody, a friend of mine who is one of those playa people, and I think she swings. I don't know.
Playa people.
Yeah, whatever.
Is that a slur?
She was. Well, no, I don't mean.
I think
love
burner
her.
Might be the slur.
Burner.
I love her.
Only we
I,
can use that word.
Excuse I am a playa person. That's okay. Not a slur. It's just hilarious.
Is it chill?
Yeah. No.
Can
we
call
don't
you
call
a burner?
We don't call
you
it burner. We don't call it burner anymore. That's not PC anymore. It's
playa
people.
Playa
that's
person.
More inclusive.
Playa person
people.
For people who go to Japlia, but not the burn.
Oh, that's
actually, yeah. There you go. Frog bath. Yeah.
Well, we're all about radical inclusivity, I guess.
Yeah, you are. You said that in your article.
Inclusion,
so.
Bread.
Inclusion, yes.
Inclusion.
Yeah,
fuck.
Except for Nazis. Fuck those guys.
Yeah,
fuck
Nazis.
Nazis.
Yeah, I should have really pinned that and made that a thing. Like,
what's your name about? Is it just
are you afraid
play,
of white
or is it
excuse me, not white people,
okay,
straight
so,
people,
so,
cis fear.
So I think I came up with our band name. I grew up with like
and
a,
you
a
say
Mormon.
It by, is it heterophobia? Heterophobia?
I like saying hetero or like heterophobia, but I don't know. Whatever you want to do, I don't give a shit. But
but all the syllables
so it's
are
gender
supposed
fluid.
To be there.
Yeah, it's just so much more. You know, it just rolls off the tongue better. But I grew up like with a Mormon mom, and with like. And my like basically like my dad was my uncle. He basically acted like my dad, and he was
wait,
like,
"You have to explain that better."
Okay, yeah. so my dad, dad is my dad? Dad is gone. My dad is
okay.
like long
dad,
gone.
Not uncle
right?
dad.
I don't know where the hell
a father
my dad
figure.
My yeah. Okay,
and it is your mother's
I'm a few
brother.
MGDs deep. So
those aren't MGDs.
So he's a father figure, but
and he's
then,
your maternal uncle.
Yeah, or paternal uncle, actually.
Your dad's brother hung out with your mom, who is not related to him.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't
Did
know.
They
I
date?
I always no.
Okay.
But I always like grill her. I'm like, okay, so is he my real dad? Like, can he be my real dad? But but anyway, so like I grew up with him basically around a lot, and he was a blues guitar player, got me into music.
Nice.
But he was very liberal, except for the one thing about like gay people, and gay people were like terrible, and they should go die, and all this stuff. And I was dealing with being a gay teenager and not telling anybody about it. So I don't know, that's kind of where it kind of stems from for me, because I mean, while it's not necessarily super difficult being a gay dude in today's society, it was pretty gnarly growing up thinking that the person I loved the most or that I looked up to the most
right.
wanted me
right.
to die or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? So
yeah. looked down upon
yeah,
you. The
did
yeah.
you eventually
yeah,
have the moment
yeah.
where you were like, look, dude, I'm gay?
No, actually, he moved away. He moved up to Seattle after I graduated.
Whoa!
Yeah, so
there's a lot of people he hates up there.
Yeah, I'm sure he's surrounded. I mean, all my dad's side of the family are a bunch of hillbillies.
Yeah, like
I don't know
if
he knows. Honestly, like I mean, he doesn't really use Facebook or anything. But I mean, there's pictures of my boyfriend all over the place on there.
Do you ever talk to him at all?
No, I mean, I talk to him on the phone, and like all he really tells me is don't get married and smoke lots of weed. So I mean,
don't smoke lots of weed.
No, don't get married and smoke lots of weed.
So he's
that's really
but
not
does he mean don't get married
advice.
To a woman?
Yeah, that's good advice.
But does he mean don't get gay married?
I don't know. Maybe don't get gay married. He's not really a fan of marriage, I think. I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird family drama. But anyway, so I grew up with this like weird stigma attached to it.
He might
and
be into
so,
like the whole like group thing, you know, poly.
I don't know, man.
Know. Yeah.
Whatever he does up in Seattle is
I feel
his
that
deal.
Would
though,
not
man.
Expect that.
What were you going to say?
Like, I didn't realize I was, well, like, I was kind of in queer denial, but I mostly didn't realize until I moved out here and I realized it was just really okay to be queer. And I was like, oh, okay, this is nice. I'm a lot happier
where are you
out here.
Yeah, that was
then?
A fun thing.
I'm from, like, Northwest Indiana, like, right outside
of
Chicago.
So
like,
oh, okay.
Is everybody gay in the band?
No. Yeah.
I thought
you were
going to
say, is everybody gay in
Chicago?
What's up?
Where outside Chicago?
Like, the LaPorte, Michigan City, South Bend, that area. Just, like, okay, all northern
sure.
Indiana. Was all
yeah,
there.
Yeah. No, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. We got friends out in Peru, like yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry,
we're familiar
there.
With this area.
So the gay, the gay to straight ratio is 2 out of 5.
Well, I'm like
four.
I'm like half.
So half. Yeah.
I'll say like 1.5 out of 4.
How many people do you think you're recording, Rick?
I'm sorry. I don't know why I said 5. But yeah.
Okay, so 50-50.
You must be drunk.
Bands. Heterophobia. How do the hetero bandmates feel about the band name?
Do you hate yourself?
I what? Like it. I think it's clever. It's you know.
It is clever.
I've been jamming with Jace for a long time, so I think at this point it's just kind of whatever we are. I'm
you're the drummer.
Jam.
You don't care what the band name is. You just like to play.
Yeah. I'm just here to smoke all your weed and play music.
Hey! That's a true drummer. Here's $5.50. There's your tip for the pizza.
Thanks. Oh. I usually only get 2 or 3.
Same.
It totally seems like the younger crowd now, the 20s, they really have no hang-ups with people.
Nobody
being
gives
gay.
A shit.
Yeah,
nobody gives.
Thank
a awesome.
Goodness. I mean, there's some people out there.
But yeah, it is trippy to walk around
thing.
With like
it depends
you know,
on where you grow up I
with
say.
Some glamorous nail polish. You know, Reno's I go into the really wrong gas station or something, and you just get some eyes or something. And it's
just tag it.
Yeah, something like that in your head, just like
as
playing
a
over.
As a flamingly straight man, I totally sympathize with that. You go in wearing bright colors, your hair is done up, you might have lipstick on, and people look at you funny. Who cares?
Yeah. Oh, I guarantee you every day someone thinks you're gay. Yeah.
Whoa, you're straight?
Yeah.
I had to know you for like 5 years before I was like, okay, maybe he's not in the closet.
Yeah, so they do like free repairs on gaydar in Pride Month, right?
Yeah, no, I am the calibration setting. Like, I am the outlier.
Right. And then you look at Rick, and hardly
yeah.
anyone
right.
thinks
nobody
he's
thinks
gay.
He's yeah. gay at all. We would
so
go,
gay.
Rick and I would go out
if you
clubs
saw my
together,
porn,
straight
you would
clubs,
like...
gay clubs. It was a great wingman scenario because they'd go after one, and if they were wrong, we'd just shunt them over to the other at any club, no matter where you were. It was great.
We were a lot younger and hotter back then, too.
And drunker.
Yeah. That's called symbiosis.
Awesome. But one time I did hook up with a guy that became a love of my life, and the first night that we were hooking up, I left Rory in the living room with
his
friends,
tweaker roommates,
and they were all on fucking meth, and then they end up like popping porn in.
Hey,
doing meth with
it's
Rory.
Hot in here. Mind if we take our shirts off? Hey, we're bored. Mind if we put on this porno? Hey, want to do some meth with us? Hey, why don't you take off your pants, man?
Hey, it's hot in here.
And at which point, I then walked the 5.5 miles home.
They just slowly devolved into surfers from California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, yeah. So I was meeting one of the loves of my life, and Rory almost got raped. So.
At the time, though, he was not one of the love of your lives. He was a dirty, dirty one night hookup on a mattress with no bed sheets.
No sheets. I'll never forget that.
It was a very thin line, though.
Dude, but we started dating for a little while, and everything was great. And then he's like, "How can we never stay at my house?" And I just looked at him like, "You don't have any fucking sheets." And I remember him being like, "Well, if I get sheets, will you come over?"
Like,
yes.
If you have a blanket,
the mattress
maybe.
Is on the fucking floor. There
My
wasn't
God.
Even a goddamn bed.
Are you a dog? So yeah,
we were supposed to have another song.
Yeah,
I think this is a perfect time to just launch into it and get off of this topic.
You're fucking sad, dude.
Hey, David.
An actual recording of him. Yeah, I know.
You want to intro this one, Jace?
Yeah, what are we going to hear?
This one is called Know Me.
That was fun. But
for how are you being totally a bunch of queers? You guys are pretty good.
You know, the gays are notorious for dance music.
But not rock.
I actually
not
produced
rock
house
music
for what? Quite a
Freddie
bit of time.
Freddie Mercury rock.
DJ Sporzors!
The sound of my
DJ
people.
What?
And Rob Halford.
George DJ Michael. Spore is the original. DJ Spore is what I did for like since 2008.
Oh, okay.
And then I changed it to Sporzors because that was kind of dumb.
I like house music.
I like Wait, DJ
I like
Spore?
House music a lot.
DJ Spore, yes.
Around here in Reno.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't do anything live. Like, I didn't. I just released a bunch of shit.
That crossed my plate at least once because I thought it was cool because spore and fungi and music and your ears and
well,
earworms.
Well, I was on like a.
No, I.
I was in Paste magazine for like the fucking whatever Reno artist that you should listen to. I was on there with
Chuck
Elephant
Paste.
Rifle with my chiptunes because
nice.
I would make
their
music
Elmer's
with my Game Boy
issue. So good.
But yeah, so that was my claim to fame. One Paste article.
Hey, very cool.
DJ Spore.
Very
I don't
cool.
even know what that is, but it sounds really impressive.
Daddy, this glue smells great.
Hey, kids.
It does.
She's not wrong.
No. Yeah. Okay.
Glue does smell pretty fantastic. Not as good as mimeograph.
What?
What does mimeograph smell like?
Yeah, that's
really
an
that
old person. It's
mimeograph.
The purple stuff. You guys have always had
that is very not
the ooze from the Power Rangers movie. Is that what you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, that's
the
exactly.
Ooze?
Yeah,
I think they stopped having that when I was in sixth grade, and I'm
no,
really
yeah,
old.
They moved away. They you know once you know photocopiers and
well
scanners.
Then it became Xerox.
Yeah,
was the next level.
But Xerox,
they didn't call it photocopying. They called
Xerox
it Xerox.
Doesn't get wet and it doesn't have that chemical paint smell
and the smell.
Mimeographs.
Yeah. Mimeograph
smell. They got you high.
It was an early form of copying.
If it doesn't get wet, they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, it was copying back in the 60s and 70s, and they were purple, not black.
Really?
So yes. No, this is
a
real
for that
fucking
really,
thing.
Really, really interesting
when you
history lesson.
Fuck right off, Kim.
So you young guys.
You want this job?
And Kim, too, you're young. Have you seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High, right?
No, yeah. I have
oh,
not.
Oh, that was my head.
So like,
when all the kids hold the paper up to their noses
yeah,
and sniff it.
They're
that's
all
what
high.
They're doing?
That's a mimeograph. Oh. They're sniffing the mimeograph ink to get a little midday high at school. All okay. of us kids did it, even like I was a little kid in the 80s and we did it. Shit.
No, it snorts
not
Sharpie.
Not me, man. I just
shit.
Fucking smoked weed like every other kid.
Yeah.
Or Mark's a lot.
Am I the only normal person who's filled a water bottle up with vodka and carried that around?
I know, right?
Not until college. Yeah. Not until college.
Roy's got.
Oh, in college. I just had the brown bag
right now.
I didn't have my first drink till I was 21.
What?
I was in a cult.
Oh, wait. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. J-W.
Yeah, no,
the J Dub.
Yeah, J Dubs. Yeah,
I can kind of identify
she
with
finally
that.
Yeah,
Mormonism.
Yeah.
She finally celebrates.
I got that Mormon feel, but I rebelled like a shitload. So.
She finally celebrates her birthday and carves pumpkins. It's
that's
great.
Awesome.
I know, it's super weird. I carved my first pumpkin at Rick's pumpkin carving thing.
It was so
this
rad.
Year. It was super fun.
Beautiful.
So my,
congrats.
So
it was so
my
great.
Sister's ex's wife tells her child that Harry Potter, like if he reads Harry Potter, that the spirits
oh,
are
yeah.
going to start talking to him.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. I couldn't
it's,
read that shit.
Yeah,
it's
just terrible.
Not without
dude,
the
you
peyote,
tell me that
won't.
Shit. I'm going to start reading it.
Yeah, a little
I know, right? That sounds like a plus, shit. Not a.
A little ayahuasca and everything will start talking to you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a cactus downstairs that talks to me all the time. I don't even know.
You're only risking eternal torments.
I'm not even standing, like sitting right now. I'm just kind of standing, walking around, moving the microphone.
Hey, don't read the stretch, buddy. Keep
it's
limber.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah,
dude.
Did we do our stretch
just
as
rock
a team?
We were supposed to when we smoked that
we didn't
cigarette
do our
before
team
this.
Stretch.
Did you guys do squats before a show? Wait, what?
No, no. We're trying to get into a habit of it for when we're on tour, so that way, like, you know, we stay limber.
That way, like,
don't forget your Kegel crunches together. Just sit around.
I've been doing
sit around in
doing
a circle, cross-legged.
Everybody do it right now. Everybody listening to this podcast, do it right now.
Just sit 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. Good for you. That's
see,
all you need to do today.
For beginners, that works, but I like the advanced workout of 1, 2, 3, nice. And 4,
oh,
and 1,
oh,
and
you
two,
double
and
it up.
3, and 4, and 1, and 2. Ooh,
I do feel a lot more prepared.
Prepared for the after show interview.
My poo sock just
cactus, what's
here.
Up?
Just what doing, did you say,
just
Nick?
Just doing some pelvic thrust down here, you know.
I was kegeling.
Cactus, where are you going to let
it's
us
the
in?
Pelvic thrust that'll really drive you insane.
Oh, yeah.
I kegeled and my poo sock sucked back in.
Your poo sock? What the?
It's my anus okay. that covers my poo. It's part of my butt that covers.
You have like
poo.
A pink sock thing.
Oh my
god!
Yeah, sometimes it pushes
pink
out
sock.
A little bit.
Yeah,
you
know. The pink
I'm
sock.
I'm
so
a lot older
I,
than you guys. You'll deal with it later.
It's funny.
What
are
you
yeah.
about?
It poop again.
Just call me Captain Hemorrhoids.
Oh,
well, when you get older, if you've been gay your whole life, it's easier because you're used to having dudes look at your butthole.
So. Excuse me, but if you've been gay your whole life, you don't have to have dudes look at your butthole because it's nice and taken care of.
No, you know.
So this is all new for me because I'm not
right.
gay.
You're like,
wait, what happens if I use Bengay?
Your hemorrhoids stop hurting so much. It's really nice, yeah. actually.
Oh, and dudes stop putting their fingers in your butt.
I feel
holy
like
shit.
Most of those
I
dudes are
Bengay
doctors,
so bad.
But nonetheless, they stop
I need
if
to
you
to
use
get out
the Bengay.
I need Bengay.
And you can so handle bad. An Alaskan pipeline.
Oh, my God. Again, folks, Urban Dictionary, look it up. I did the work last week. You did
covered
work this week.
On a previous podcast. So,
and again, right before the show,
do you guys have a website?
Lemonparty.com?
Meatspin. Meatspin is actually the preferred.
Meatspin.
Christian Mingle.
Oh, okay. Christian Mingle. You guys know what? One time I made a Christian Mingle account.
Did you?
How
really?
That
yeah.
was it?
It was pretty hilarious.
They don't have a gay section.
I
do
did.
They?
I did.
Is that weird?
My profile picture was.
They do.
I was actually Kirk Cameron.
wait, Kirk Cameron?
I made a gay Kirk
requested
Cameron.
Requested you?
No, I made. Oh. profile as Kirk Cameron, like what he, what his gay Christian.
Oh, that doesn't count. Everybody's made a catfish account.
I swiped right on a guy just because he made a whole profile for it. Might, I don't even know who it was. It was just Ricky from Trailer Park Boys. Down to the whole profile.
I got a lot. You'll go I got with a that. Lot of yeah. Feedback. Yeah. I did. Yeah. Some people told me to go to hell, and I was like, whatever. Funny. But it's most amazing. People, I was like, why are you looking, sir?
Fuck those guys.
Christian Mingle.
Right, if you're getting mad at me about a Kirk Cameron gay profile, like, oh, why are you reading it?
Doth thinks thou protest too much.
Something like that.
Maybe they're just sad once they realize you weren't the real Kirk Cameron.
Maybe. I mean, I would be.
Swept off their
if
feet.
If I was a Christian.
By Alan Thicke's fictional son. As opposed to getting swept off their feet by Alan Thicke's real
son, which is creepy as fuck, because that guy can just go fuck right off.
Why are you so mad at
real
him?
Real rapey. How did that song get so popular?
He did that rape song.
Blurred lines. Like, yeah. Hey, you might be drunk, but it's cool. Don't call me in the morning.
Yeah.
That's effectively the message of that song.
I know you want it. I'm gonna give it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't say yes now.
Hey, I'm you might gonna. Be drunk when we leave the club, but I'm not going to let that
and
stop
when you
me.
Wake up, you'll say, where am I?
Is that what why I don't hear that song happened? Anymore?
Yeah, no, it was fun for a while.
It was
my...
great. Everybody loved it. And then everybody,
and then
like,
everybody actually read the fucking lyrics.
I was at the Five one night, and I was out dancing with a bunch of friends, and that came on, and it was like a record. Like, everybody stopped, and we all looked at each other really uncomfortable. Like, we were like, should we dance?
Did everyone freeze just, and then the camera just zoomed slowly
yeah,
in on you?
Yeah, kind of. Everybody just stopped and went to the bar and like the dance floor was suddenly empty and we were like, why are they playing the rape song? This is so weird.
I know it's not as bad as rape, but like Cyndi Lauper's Shebop is about gagging your clam.
What? What does that mean?
It's about masturbation.
Yeah.
Stirring the soup. Clam.
Stirring the soup.
Yeah, you know, double clicking your mouse. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what turning Japanese is about, masturbation, too,
yep,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
What is it?
I think of turning Japanese.
Think about the connotations of that,
Japanese,
though.
Turning Japanese, yeah.
The connotations of what that song means.
Mexican radio is about a donkey show.
Yes, that as well. Lots right. of your favorite
right,
music
folks, I'm making
is
a
not
Spotify
what you think
playlist.
It's about.
I'll share it online.
Oh my God, do that.
I will.
Make a Cadillac Kim curated worst little podcast fucking Spotify playlist about rubbing one out.
All right, we'll do
about
we'll
deviant
work on
sex.
That. Deviant sex? That
sounds like it should be a Vice article.
Well, you could, like combine
right?
it.
Like what it's like to have a vagina.
Come
it probably
to daddy.
Is a Vice article.
How's Cum spelled in that? We
should...
you don't get it. We all know.
We all know.
Three letters.
Golden shower action?
Apex.
Lemon party.
Lemon party.
Blue waffle.
Don't look that up, please.
Hey, kids,
you.
Check out Blue Waffle. It's your favorite blueberry waffle for breakfast.
Dude, somebody mentioned it on a podcast.
The official sponsor of the BME Pain Olympics.
I saw some post the other day, and it was like 13-year-old me, and it shows this like little cute face girl.
Oh, yeah, with like e-fucked
the
and
internet,
shit on it.
And it's like just this list of all, you know, yeah, 4chan, Pain Olympics, Blue Waffle. Yeah, all of it. All
meat
of
spin.
It. Meat spin was on that list. Yeah.
My world record on meat
cake
spin is like 400.
And I just think, Rick, remember like back in the day, Style Project, and that a 15-year-old boy showed you and me styleproject.com in the late 90s. Oh, it was a site you'd go to.
I'm Googling.
Every word, it's no longer there, but every word you'd click on would take you to a different link. It might be 15 seconds of porn. It might be snuff. It might be a weird anime. Charlie, you know, it might just some weird animated shit. You never knew what you were going to find. Most of the time, it was horrific and mind-searing, and like
the
Ukrainian dude getting drowned, and you know, like all those early like violent snuff memes and shit.
Okay.
Oh God!
So
you remember when he showed us all that?
Yeah. And which 15-year-old kid was it?
Galen.
Oh yeah.
He's no longer 15.
I ran into him.
He's a very happy, healthy,
he's a grown-ass man that looks like a normal, like,
right.
grown-ass man.
I just looked up Style Project online, and it's now a wedding, like, photography business.
No,
like, gay! Totally
no, no,
right.
It's Style Project.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I remember that there was just the one where the guy's standing on the guy's face, and then he just, stabbed his, like, his blood vessel in his neck.
That's
and
the began, Ukrainian.
Like, oh, my God.
That's the Ukrainian snuff film that scarred all of our minds at the end of the 90s.
Holy shit, that was so awful. And I'll never forget how awful it was to see that.
It was
guys, it still exists.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah. No, see, it got sold to a porn site. It used to be like blog posts, and he'd go and rant and rave about different topics every day. But every word in the article was a hyperlink to something else. And it might be, and he was one of the early guys to make a lot of fucking money off of ads. Because all of those hyperlinks were ads to other sites that he was selling. He would just link tons of shit all the time. But it didn't matter if you were like a real project or Viagra, or if you were just some guy with a snuff site.
Viagra's not a real project.
He would just sell links to everybody. And he, you know, made quite a mint when he sold the site.
That's a lot of sausage.
Wow, you really look up to this guy.
No, it was horrific, and it scarred me for life, and it's what taught me the internet is a horrible, horrible place.
Made you the man you are today.
To never let my children dip their toe in it.
Dig.
Thank you.
Dude, speaking of one of your children dipping her toe in the internet.
Oh, God. Oh,
no. So Rico comes running up, and we're standing at the counter at Java Jungle, and we're going to church. So
caveat, Rick takes my daughter to church every Sunday.
The little girl, right.
I'm more religious, not spiritual.
So we were going to church, and we get a little donut or something beforehand. And so we're up on the counter doing that, and she's got her like Instagram or whatever feed that she's got right there.
Snapchat,
whatever it is. I don't know what things are. And she pops up this thing, and she says, "Uncle Rick, what is this?" And she says, and it's a screen, and it says, "Do you hear James or John?" Because you know, like those sound things, like the brainstorm, where it's like, does it sound like brainstorm or does it sound like Green Tomato or whatever the fuck it is? And it's totally weird, whatever you think of you hear. It says, "Do you hear James or John?" And then I put it up to my ear, and it begins just saying, penis.
Oh, I saw that one.
And I start laughing, and I look at Riku, and she looks at me, and she says, "It sounds to me like he's just saying penis."
Oh, yeah.
I just start laughing. Yeah. I saw that. It's so fucking funny, Riku. You don't know, but she's all, "Why is it funny?"
Like, you just fell for it.
I had to explain the whole joke. That, like, you know, they're like,
right, because she has no reference.
Sound like James or John. And then she's all, "But one of my friends said I hear James." And I said, "Your friend's an idiot."
You know,
like, or they don't get the joke.
No, or your friend does get the joke and she's fucking with you.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And that is. I know.
That's probably
I know which friend that is.
So it was so cute. It was so cute. It just sounds to me like he's saying penis.
How'd she do?
Oh my God! I'm gonna text the wife right now and ask her and tell her to ask Riku. Does it sound like James or John?
And Riku did really good at church this week because Phil sat betwixt us.
Well, of course, that's
Phil
the only way
us,
she behaves in church. You are a bad influence on her.
She does. We don't. But normally we talk. She's usually asking me what the words mean in the scripture reading. So she's really engaged most of the time.
Yeah, this week she said it was all over her head and she didn't understand it.
Oh.
Because she couldn't ask you.
Wait, she couldn't ask
Welcome
me what
the
words
club,
meant.
Riku.
Yeah,
seriously. Like, yeah. Should we get another song?
Yeah.
Should we get two songs for
you
guys?
A little double up to clear the taste of all this self-indulgent talk out of our mouths.
Right.
And then let's actually like talk about the band.
Yeah, we came here to do. Sorry.
The band that's like
here
to promote.
Wait, there's a band here?
Yeah, these guys that wanted to promote themselves and shit.
Do you guys hear James or John in my pants?
Penis.
I hear Yenny.
Put your head up to my pants. Okay.
What one are we doing next?
This one is called "I Wanna Die."
Yes.
Let's do it. She got that back in cars and the 32s and the TSR. She ain't in a bed small we could ever see. Much I miss it all. I guess that I'm free. The nausea beats as the bloodshot eyes meet. Can't a light dance tonight? It must be because all the said before. All the time is one more. Lying down, take a spin on your floor. I
do that. We can't see
that. Dude, that was kind of a dud ending there, Cag.
Yeah, no, could have been better. Could have been better for sure.
I thought it was lovely.
Eyes and punchy.
Yeah, normally without the glares, we can't finish that song normally. Without like glares, be like, end it.
Yeah.
So like being angry.
I'm proud of you, buddy. Hold on, let me just.
We fucking got that.
No, wait. No, even better.
A slow clap.
Are you guys suggesting that this is such a rare occasion that it requires a slow
clap?
Yeah!
All right, guys!
Yeah!
I am offended.
I'm so proud of you.
The man is made of prickles and green stuff. I'm surprised he can drum at all. He's so good at it.
Are we supposed to play another one right now?
Yeah, I think we should.
I'm down. Let's do one that we didn't prepare for.
Okay.
Yeah!
That's even better.
What one?
What are we doing?
Let's do the cage.
That one.
Oh, yeah, let's do the cage. This is like an old one.
Cool. Our hit from the 90s.
Like, I think you're
like 70s funk tune.
Yeah.
Like,
this might have been the first one we played when I joined. Jace, I think this one might have been the first song you brought me in on at that first
Probably.
Practice.
Probably. This is very old.
This is like the oldest, yeah.
Pop punk.
I'm having a hard time seeing
the 90s.
My seat.
Sexually.
That was really great.
Thank you.
That's very
nice.
Thank you.
Wait, you're having trouble what?
Sexually.
You're having trouble sexually?
I was having trouble staying in my seat.
Staying in your seat.
Old man.
I think they make
well, because it got
now.
It got slippery because it was seat wetting.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So you guys have a show coming up very soon.
It's Friday.
Your tour kickoff.
Yes.
Yeah?
Tomorrow. For everybody listening. On Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrowland.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Live from the recent past.
This will come out Wednesday-ish or Thursday.
Friday, we're kicking off the tour at Shay's Tavern
with Machine.
Woo!
Yeah! Wait, with Machine?
From L.A., yeah.
Fucking A. I love those cats. I saw them a couple years ago when they were here. They're fucking rules.
Fantastic.
Come on out, man. We love those guys.
They're
great.
I'm working at the infirmary, unfortunately. So come to me for your after party.
Yeah. No, the after party will be at Shays. Everybody knows that. When you're at Shays, you don't leave Shays. But
dude, we're gonna have to leave hella early on Saturday morning though, because we're going
straight to Vegas the next day.
Where are you playing at in Vegas?
Oh, the God. Double down.
Yeah, the double down.
Memory.
And then we're going to Albuquerque the day after that.
Nice.
Wow,
okay, so
that's a brisk drive on the first 2 days there.
But then we have a day off, and then we're going to Colorado Springs, and then we're doing Denver on Wednesday at this place called Three Kings.
Shit, you're going to be in Denver by Wednesday. That's your plan.
Damn.
Like, by like a week.
That's
from
with
now.
A day off, too.
Wow.
Thanks for saying that out loud. That really fucking blew my mind.
Sweet. So cool. How many days is this tour?
We're leaving. Well, we have the kickoff on the 8th, which is Friday. And then we're coming back and we're doing the tour end at Picnic on Father's Day.
Nice. Okay, so very cool. It's going to be a real quick.
It's like 10 days.
A jaunt.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be at both of those.
That's
shows.
Good, though. That's fantastic, you guys.
Do you guys. I have a couple of things that are happening this weekend. Do you guys have anything else that you want to talk about?
Us?
Because I have a very special thing.
We'll always come out on Saturday nights at Infirmary to hang out with DJ Dialect HD from the Black Rock City All Stars.
Okay.
He's always like throwing down the best like 90s dance hits. Yeah. And I'm bartending and serving you drinks all fucking night.
So that means you're going to miss Dead Country Gentlemen and Sit Kitty Sit.
Yeah, the after party's at Infirmary.
Oh, okay.
I've confirmed this with Mike and Kat. They're bringing people to my bar.
Okay,
Mike and Kat
are
bringing people over.
But Sit Kitty Sit, I'm super excited about.
Yeah, fucking A. I cannot.
And where's that at?
At Picnic.
Picnic
this Saturday night at 9 o'clock.
And Mike and Kat, I can't wait to see you guys. I miss you so much. I love
you.
And
I drink out of my This Might Be Whiskey coffee cup every day.
Obligatory girlfriend band plug. Wednesday night at Brew Brothers. The 80s. Thing Swigs is playing with Pink Awful.
Good friends of the show.
Damn, that's awesome.
But Kim, isn't that this week?
It is Wednesday. I'll have the show out Tuesday. Rick's been giving me the show early. I've just been really lazy and not.
I've been doing my best
Thursday.
To get it done in less than 24 hours.
I know you're so good. You're
less
so
than
good.
24 hours, which
well,
is
we had last week
know,
off, so that's
you guys
totally
know,
fine.
Know
as
how
the
fucking
managing,
hard that is,
as the managing editor, I can confirm Rick has been really on the ball,
yeah,
and Kim has been very slacking.
I've been going out on Wednesdays. Okay? It's really hard to do the podcast with a hangover too. Like you're just like you're trying to nurse this hangover, and then right around like 5 or 6 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm like, okay, I can finally like look at a computer screen again. Yeah.
Remember things that happened 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Cool. Dude, that's
a little bump for the morning.
That's a great combo, Swigs and Pink Awful. They're both really awesome shows.
No, two fantastic fucking
Damn.
Local
Yay.
So bands.
come to that. It'll be the show will be out Wednesday morning, so hopefully.
And let's give it up to 89.1 for doing this whole local concert
so cool.
series.
Are you guys on 89.1?
God bless them.
No.
You should get
Why?
Hooked up with them.
Send
them their
music.
They'll play
those
all
the, guys,
the local folks.
Those are the guys that used to own KTHX, right?
No.
No,
it's NPR. 89.1 is NPR. It's music right. from NPR.
Okay. Actually, David L. from the Swigs. He's one of their on-air personalities.
K-Wink.
Just but as far as NV89, just go and submit your music, and they will play you.
They want local music.
Well, they'll definitely
they play
you guys. You guys
play
are good.
Like, they're fucking great.
And they
play like 2 or 3 local songs an hour.
When they're doing doing a weekly summer series with Brew Brothers, where they're having all the local bands come in and a couple bands a week play a set and showcasing everybody. So,
so
they're really really being community supportive with this one. It's both Brew Brothers and 89.1.
Yeah,
it's
support
good shit.
Them. Go to those shows then. Submit your music
are those
to all
you
the bands
are
that are
Wednesdays,
listening.
Or?
Every Wednesday there's a different band. So this week is Swigs and Pink Awful. Last week was John White. And I'm not sure who's after. Actually, I think Silver is next Wednesday.
Yes, Silver is next week. That
and
is
then
correct.
After that, I've stopped paying attention because I have surgery on the 12th. And
I'm not
going to be alive.
You're a Silver girl.
I'm a Silver babe.
Silver babe.
Get it right.
Excuse me.
So is he.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can both be Silver babes.
You just gave me that little head swivel. Like...
I'm about to Z-snap your
ass. So much attitude in this room.
So are you guys on Facebook?
Yes.
People can find you online somewhere.
So Yeah, I'm actually proud of this. We're officially above, when you search heterophobia, we're above that shitty fucking heterophobia exposed page, which is just like the worst garbage trash ever.
A gay person hate group?
Oh,
yeah, it's no, it's not a gay person hate group. It's like
it's a hate group against gay people.
It's an amalgamation of why isn't there straight pride types?
Oh
like
my
just
God.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they're like, look at the hate on straight and just shit like that. I'm like,
dude, I saw a meme earlier. It was like, white people witness straight pride, and then somebody was like, it's at Old Navy on the 4th of July. Like,
turns out it was Adam and Steve,
out.
Motherfucker.
Ironically, wasn't their 4th of July campaign, like, didn't they used to have the song, I'm Coming Out? Like, that was like the theme to it, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. It's Old Navy. I mean, it's not
coming out, let's get this party started. Wait, no?
Diana Ross, man.
That's a different song, isn't it?
Yes. That was a Pink song.
I was
horribly ruining.
Sorry, I was like, what's Pink?
You can't go wrong with Pink, though.
True.
I kind of forgot she existed, honestly.
Pink is like Blade. It's really just kind of a badass.
Other plugs. We're on Bandcamp as, is it? Bandcamp.com/ or is our name then .bandcamp.com?
I have no idea.
I will
either way, it's heterophobia 666 is whatever it is.
Search Bandcamp and heterophobia in Google,
or,
and I bet it'll point you to the right page.
Or you can just go to the blog and click on the link that I'm going to embed.
Yeah.
So
and then
you can do it the easy way.
We're on Instagram as well.
Heterophobia.bandcamp.com.
Oh, and you have an Insta account.
Wait, Insta's heterophobia 666.
Yes.
Insta is heterophobia 666.
And Insta is where all the kids are at these days.
We're scared of heteros, and by the way, Satan.
No, we love Satan.
Okay. Hail Satan.
Oh, that's what I mean. And by the way.
By the way.
Critter Christmas. Sucks ass, man.
I like to leave every conversation on that note. Oh, and on that note. Satan.
Hail Satan.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, nice to meet you. Hail Satan. Have a great night. Drive safe.
Oh, man. I wish Cactus was upstairs.
I don't.
Oh, that would be sweet.
I miss Cactus.
Fuck Cactus.
We need to knock this wall out. You need to talk to your landlord.
I could leave right now, and you guys would never know until we would have to.
I would know.
We would never know until we tore down and went downstairs.
I like you, Cactus.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like
Cactus
you too, buddy.
Well,
don't listen to Brad.
I'm still deliberating whether or not I like you.
It's Pride Month.
You know what?
Hit me with a good time.
We don't really like
Brad, so it's okay.
No, they all hate me. I'm a mule.
Gluten intolerant.
You're the gluten that keeps the band together. Like you're a pimento loaf. You're the loaf. They're the pimento.
I like to think of myself as that middle bun on the Big Mac.
Oh, okay.
That's so hot.
The middle bun.
Yeah.
I know what that means.
They're all shaking their heads at me.
It's delicious, too.
Does that have to do with camping with two of your friends and sleeping in the middle?
We are going to have a tent on tour.
I'm just picturing you covered
in sauce. I've been
pitching
a tent since I got here.
Okay.
I know.
Can you come back? Can you come back and host with me sometime?
Yeah, sure.
No, Kim, you have to learn how to host yourself. You can't bring in a fucking, like, a designated hoster.
Yes, I can. You did. It's
a celebrity show.
You did.
Well, yeah, I hired you. That's different.
Wait, I don't get paid.
Nobody gets paid.
Oh, you're
paid
not getting paid for this?
By hired, he means he made you higher.
I made you higher.
You lifted up.
It's a good seat to be sitting in.
I raised you to the status,
of
local celebrity journalist.
Cool.
I appreciate you, Kim.
Thanks. I appreciate you too, Brad.
I like Brad.
I'm gluten compulsory.
Okay.
Oh, not him. I just like bread.
Oh, yeah. Bread's pretty good.
Bread's pretty fantastic.
Like actual bread.
I prefer tortillas.
House of bread.
It's like the bottom of the food.
Sourdough.
Dude, House of Bread gives Noble their dough. Little secret of the trade.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought
we outsource.
I thought it was all homemade. I thought
we used to do it like that, but yeah, we outsource the House of Bread, so I'll plug them real quick.
Yeah, House of Bread's pretty fucking
good. No, they have our recipe.
I was going to say, isn't that what makes it special is the apple juice?
Shh.
Oh, wait. Oh, God.
You're revealing.
Who told you about the juice?
I'm going to tell Eric Foreman.
Do you know how many people I know who work at fucking Noble?
Oh, yeah, you're a
Why would
man.
You tell Eric Foreman?
Well, not the guy from the 70s show, but my friend Eric who bakes bread.
But does not work at Noble.
Foreman's a
Are we talking about
baker?
Stabby Eric?
Yeah.
Yes, Stabby Eric.
He's a baker?
Yes, his last name is Foreman.
I thought he was with Sticker Guy.
Awesome.
This is hella true.
That's his job.
General,
yeah.
But,
he's a hobbyist.
I love that show.
No, he's not with Noble. He's a hobby baker.
Hobby baker?
Yes, he's a Sticker Guy man.
Oh, okay.
Has been for many years.
That's we plug those guys too. Like I'm sure everyone does, but they give us a hell of a lot of stickers.
Oh, sticker guy, fucking A. Like yeah.
Oh my God. Where would we all be without fucking sticker guy?
I would not there know would any not of be. You because yeah. Pete Manchetti was the first person I met in Reno and he let me live on his couch for 2 months.
Wow, that's wow. a nice
straight the fuck up.
I wouldn't let you live on my couch for like 2 nights.
Yeah, Pete met me after I got off the airport at his office and said, and yeah, you don't seem like you'll kill us all in our sleep. Come on over.
Okay.
and there and because of that conversation, I now live in Reno 22 years later.
All right. Wow. Thanks,
Pete. Two children later, too.
Yeah. Two children and 2 degrees later.
Two so wives.
Two yeah. wives.
Two wives. Everything's in twos.
You ever start another podcast, you're fired.
This is my second podcast.
No, it's not.
How dare you?
Dad, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Whoa!
Watch your mouth.
Who taught you how to speak like that?
Just your mother with that, Rick.
That's your cue, Rick. Who taught you how to speak like that?
America's favorite faggot.
No, that's,
the
that's what
one.
I was thinking of.
That was the best one.
That was the best one.
No, who taught you there. How to speak like that? Bobby fucking Slayton calling me a retarded fucking douchebag.
That's where we went was way better.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Because I'm the real answer to the question is me.
You're not the sound engineer. Let Rick do his job.
Oh, I'm walking.
Respect his drops, man.
Anyway. Well, I don't respect his drops at all. I don't respect Rick. Not Lori, after
you
this.
Fucking retarded douchebag.
There, thank you.
Finally.
That's who Are taught her happy? How to say such things and use that language.
Uncle Bobby.
God damn it.
Your poor child.
Let's have another song and then
more music.
Yeah. And then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah. Can we do we have two more ready?
Yeah,
we have one.
Well, we need. All right. Well, okay. You know what? We need one more song for the end of the
show.
We
haven't played Fragile yet.
Yeah.
But we haven't done Tumblr either.
Sorry, yeah. We'll just wrap it up fucking now then.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We have two, actually.
You do have two.
Okay, so play one now.
Play
and then
one,
we'll come back.
And then we'll come back.
All right.
Wait, what one are we doing?
We're doing Tumblr.
Yes! This is my favorite song.
Tumblr, like Knights
Tumblr. Tumblr core.
Oh, like, Tumblr. Tumblr the website.
Ah.
Tell them what this song was originally called.
Gay Space Communism.
I was going to say Reddit Light.
Wow. I love it.
See, single sheet of oligarchy, I had pen and
that ending?
I have no idea. Who did that?
It sounded good to me.
That was tinkly and fun.
Yeah.
That was nice. Fucked up.
There's no problem.
Gay.
Cactus, where are you?
Exactly. Yeah, what the fuck, it. Cactus?
Hey, no, you ended that song.
You son of a bitch.
That's exactly how it's written. Everyone knows.
You're
that.
Right. Sorry.
All right.
Cactus,
well,
you're great.
Well, I know 100%
if you were here right now, I'd be glaring so hard at
look,
you.
I know, all right? The condescending look, I can see it now, all right? Well, I 100% know it's my fault. I'm not going to cop to it.
No, well, that's fine.
Yeah, I know. That was my
nobody
fault.
Nobody would have noticed if y'all hadn't said anything.
Well, yeah, now, see, now, great. Now whose fault
well,
is
no,
it?
Well, no, them in the middle of the song going, what the fuck?
I know.
That kind of ticked me off that something's
yeah,
wrong.
See?
Oh, fuck it, we'll do it live.
Whatever.
We'll do it live!
Wait, no,
that
we tried it live.
Shit show anyway.
We tried it live.
I didn't do enough pelvic thrust beforehand.
Oh.
There you go, buddy.
That's squats, the problem. It's the squats.
Okay, so we have one more.
Ooh, let's... this one's fun.
Okay.
What is it?
I Rory's like... gonna, like, talk us out, right?
Yeah.
Where's Rory?
I'm just kind of waiting for you guys to finish. You know, like, kind of, you know, showing a little restraint. I just want to say this has been a fucking fantastic episode. Yeah, I have not heard you guys before, but you guys are a band that I need to see sometime.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been great. You guys are a lot of fun. I look forward to this coming weekend. There's so much cool shit going on once again here in Reno. Please get out of your house. Go do something. Go see some local events. See some local bands. Come visit me at the bar. And like I said, the secret password for a free drink is Gus Gus. The first person to tell me at St. James Infirmary gets one.
Is that a Cinderella reference?
No, it's a band. It's some like
a, it's a Recess reference. Remember that show?
No, well, for me, it's a reference to some ambient music band. Like
Ambien?
Ambience.
Ambient.
Yeah.
All right.
An ambient walrus.
Ambient and wine?
It's a walrus that glows from the inside, shining a brown light on everything.
So does Roseanne, apparently.
I know, right? Hey, I take
Ambien every
night.
Some behind-the-scenes ass shit right there.
Four Ambien walrus, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick, Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, all the interns, and myself, Reverend Rory Dowd. This has been another exciting episode of the Worst Little Podcast. I want to thank, once again, Heterophobia for being in here. And ladies and gentlemen, please remember, life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. What?
doesn't want to shoot still.
The world of heterosexual is a sick and boring life.
Dog War Studios.
Queers are just better. I'd be so proud if you was a fag.
Like in the Lopers.